This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chedwin.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, there's no death penalty in Canada. So double murderer Ron Smith, locked up in Montana, thought he'd be spared by being sent home. And then the Canadian government decided against it.
It came as a real shock to Ron. The Canadian consul was actually at the prison talking with Ron, reinforcing their support for Ron and his return to Canada the day before the Canadian government made its announcement.
First, to this country's southern border, where U.S. Border Patrol officials say they're under assault near San Diego. They say that would-be border hoppers and drug smugglers have started throwing rocks over the fence at them. But people who live just south of that fence in one Tijuana neighborhood, they complain that they're under counterattack by the Border Patrol. From member station KPBS, Amy Isaacson has the story.
On one of the main streets in Tijuana's Colonia Libertad, houses line one side. On the other is the 10-foot-tall, rusty metal border fence. For years, people here have joked they live just a stone's throw from the United States. But beginning last August, that turn of phrase became serious. Luis Guadalupe Argumedo's kitchen window stares straight at the border fence. She says one sweltering night late last summer, she had all the windows open, and around 1 a.m., tear gas poured inside. She says Border Patrol agents lobbed the canister over the border fence and told her it was payback for the rocks that were being hurled at them. Argumedo says the tear gas gave her son nosebleeds for 2 weeks. The Mexican consulate has confirmed that at least 11 neighbors have been treated at Tijuana hospitals as the assaults have continued. On recent Saturday night, she yelled at a Border Patrol agent from her front porch.
I told him, don't throw anything. There are kids here. I said, you're not in Iraq. He said, I'm very sorry, but we're going to keep shooting because they're throwing rocks at us.
Two nights later, on the opposite side of the fence, Border Patrol agent Damon Foreman's radio crackles with news of the latest rock-throwing incident.
It just happened. Just moments ago when the sun was up, it was quiet. And now, slowly but surely, there's going to start being movement.
Foreman is perched on a dirt mound on the U.S. side of the border and can see Argumedo's home. He says assaults on agents have increased fivefold in the area since October, compared to the same time last year.
At one time, there'll be maybe 15 people on the south side of the fence, and they'll just see a whole, you know, the sky will just fill with rocks, and all of them will come over on top of our agents at one time.
Historically, Colonia Libertad has been a haven for smugglers who take advantage of the neighborhood's proximity to the border to stage their operations. 12 years ago, hundreds of illegal immigrants would gather on the Mexican side every night, wait for dark, and charge into the United States.
From about where we are here, north, another quarter mile, we pretty much had to just cede this land. We couldn't do anything with it.
But then the U.S. government built two fences and installed lights and security cameras. Illegal traffic moved east. However, Foreman says now that security in that eastern stretch has gotten tighter, traffic is trickling back to San Diego. In fact, apprehensions of illegal crossers here are up 7%. It's the only place on the border that's shown an increase since last year. Foreman says smuggling organizations have become increasingly desperate and therefore increasingly aggressive. In response, the Border Patrol has amped up its arsenal. Agents now spray rounds of rubber bullets filled with pepper into Mexico, but Foreman won't acknowledge the use of tear gas.
But I can stand by my word in saying that I'm sure those agents, whatever tactics they are using, it is not targeted towards anybody but the people who are committing the assaults and who are trying to harm our agents.
The Border Patrol has also called in reinforcements and installed steel bars over their vehicle windows.
It's one of the ways that we show that we're not going to be pushed around and that we're going to be here.
Meanwhile, Mexican consular officials say they cannot accept the assaults on Mexican citizens on Mexican soil. They've asked the Border Patrol to investigate and are awaiting the results. For NPR News, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Diego.